Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shah Kutin, and with me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Ben LeBron, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Good morning, Ben. Happy to be speaking to you on this Super Thursday. So we've got an eventful 24 hours ahead. Let's start with the UK elections. You know, what do you think the markets are signaling here? You know, that they are expecting a win for Theresa May, with the variable being how much? Or, I mean, are the prospects of a different outcome being priced in as well?
I think they're telling us that Theresa May is certainly expected to win. It's probably just a matter of by how far. Now, this was very much considered to be an unlosable election for Theresa May, especially if we trace it back in time to when she first called the election. There's been just a growing belief that she's done almost everything in her power to potentially lose it. Of course, we had the terrorist strikes in the UK on the weekend. That's thrown the market another uncertainty. But, you know, all told, it is expected that Theresa May is going to win. And she's going to win by a reasonable margin. I think some of the polls that suggested overnight that that margin is ever increasing in terms of the expectations there. But, of course, you know, if last year taught us anything, it's that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, especially when it comes to political certainties or uncertainties and votes on both sides of the Atlantic. So we'll watch it, and we should have a fairly clear idea, I'd say, by this time tomorrow. Obviously, voting gets underway tonight on what is a very, very busy night for macro economic data and of course, events as well, which could rattle and shake the markets.
Certainly, and duly noted. Now, so once we know the official results looking ahead, does the final outcome, you know, just funnel down to its implications for Brexit, you know, say, versus implications, you know, on the economic fundamentals or the growth prospects, fiscal spending, etc., on the UK front? Essentially, I'm trying to find out what's the key filter for investors when it comes to interpreting the results from the UK elections.
I think it's all about Brexit, and Theresa May, a decisive win is expected to give her a mandate to be able to negotiate Brexit and, of course, negotiate some free trade agreements moving forward. So I would say that's the overarching thematic of tonight's vote overall, and it, you know, always has been a little bit of a proxy to how the population of the UK feels about Brexit. I mean, they wanted it, they got it, and now they just need to give their leader a clear mandate to be able to move forward with it.
Now, switching over and looking at the ECB, the European Central Bank, they have also got their meeting today. A Bloomberg report claiming that Mario Draghi will cut his inflation forecast for 2019. Now, if so, what would would that take away some of the shine in that Europe outlook that we've been hearing about of late?
Well, certainly the euro has been the currency that you've wanted to have your long positions in. What cutting the inflation forecast for 2019 does to the euro currency in particular, I don't know. You wouldn't say that that's a particularly hawkish development. So I know it was a bit of a wild ride for the euro last night. It traded in a pretty volatile fashion. Sort of down to a low, very close to 112, up to a high, which has represented just the peak of its trading range around 112.80, maybe a little bit beyond that. So we watch tonight. They're still expected. The reason for the euro's rise in 2017 has just been unexpected growth numbers coming out of Europe and the expected trajectory of growth to eclipse that of the US, which has obviously, you know, been pricing in some reasonable growth for the last couple of years. And of course, on top of that has been the Fed and the expectations that maybe they're not going to be as aggressive with their interest rate hike timetable as they might have, as we were thinking, especially at the end of last year and perhaps early this year. So Draghi's been very dovish. He was dovish, when was it? Earlier this week. It might have been late last week. He gave us some commentary that saw the euro just dip, I think, beneath 112 So that was certainly interesting. So, you know, nothing much has changed in the course of a week, but we do watch that inflation forecast for 2019. That's what the market is anticipating. But if they're anticipating it, it probably means they've also priced it. So any weakness in the euro could be seen as a little bit of a buying opportunity.
Now, Ben, you mentioned the Fed there. Now, so real quick, how much of what Draghi does or intends to do is contingent on what the Fed is doing? Or can Draghi, insulate his monetary policy outlook and stance based solely on the European context?
Yeah, well, it takes two to tango, doesn't it? So the euro dollar, the other side of the equation is the US. So he does take that into account. I wouldn't think he'd want to see the euro higher, too much higher from these levels, and certainly equity market traders wouldn't want to, because it's going to start to impact the earnings capabilities of the offshore earnings generators. So that's a bit of a clear and present danger for equity markets over there. So say it got to sort of 113, 114, 115, it does start to take a chunk out of some of those earnings. So, of course, Draghi doesn't really, it's not the be-all and end-all how some of those equity markets, how they perform over there, but it is a factor in terms of inflation forecasts and projected growth levels as well. So it's a factor that he needs to keep in mind. So he'll obviously watch, as we all will, exactly what happens at the Federal Reserve meeting in June and beyond. And, of course, their outlook statement is going to be absolutely vital for the euro and, of course, the dollar index as well.
Now, also on June 8th, tell us if we need to watch this as well. You've got the former FBI Director James Comey set to testify before the Senate. Market moving event or just more political noise, a sideshow even?
I don't think it's going to be much of a market-moving event anymore, because we had the early release of the statement last night. He kept detailed notes on all these dealings with Donald Trump. Some of them are very, very unusual, but we would come to expect that from an unusual president. It's all about loyalty. Do I have your loyalty? Are you loyal? Give me your loyalty, et cetera, et cetera. That was the word of last night. It was almost something like out of the movie A Few Good Men, and it sort of came back to bite James Comey a little bit. But I'm not expecting any fireworks or surprises, as I said, given the early release of the statement. Perhaps some line of questioning might provide some further insights, but I think a lot of the risk has been taken out of that event tonight.
Hey, speaking about loyalty, Ben, I know you've been a loyal commentator on this program. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Very interesting comments on the UK elections. I do wonder, with the elections, the question that you asked yourself, Han, too, Ben, which is, is this just about Brexit? And he seemed to think it is. I'm not quite sure whether strong validation domestically for her position or for the position of her party on Brexit helps in negotiations with the rest of Europe. Europe is essentially democratic. Just because a democratically elected, does it mean that the international relations, the diplomatic relations are made easier for her? I mean, does she have more leverage, essentially?
Beyond the political realm, the reason I asked Ben that question was because, in the lead up, if you recall, in the lead up to that referendum this time last year, about a year ago, and it was that, if Brexit happens, there'll be this, massive economic decline, or that there'll be a deterioration in how, the UK functions. There have been some media reports now that say, judging by the economic print that's been coming out of the UK since June referendum of 2016 until now, they haven't really seen that, right? Now, granted, because Brexit hasn't really happened, so hence the question now is whether it's going to be a hard Brexit or an orderly Brexit, right? And so I think that's the question foremost at the minds of voters, at least in the eyes of Ben LeBrun. But I'll be interested to find out as well, what the spillover effects would be, from these UK elections, how it will manifest itself into, wage growth, inflation, or the lack thereof, even the economic growth prospects or the earnings of our UK entities.
We'll be back with more analysis. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.